Adventures of Frank Merriwell. Tonight's episode, Frank Confesses in the Dark. O'clock in the morning. That must be the time when Frank makes his confession. We don't have to wait that long to hear about it, however, because it's in tonight's episode. These exciting adventures of Frank Merriwell are brought to you three times a week by the makers of Dr. West's Double Quick Toothpaste. The toothpaste that cleans your teeth sparkling and white in just about half the brushing time and never scratches the enamel. And I suppose you've heard what the makers of this fine toothpaste want to send you as a gift. You haven't heard? No one has told you? Well, then I'll tell you. It's a little pet, a live pet, mind you, that scoots around so fast they call him a racer. It's a racing turtle. That's what it is, about as big as a minute, only about an inch and a half long. That's why you can have so much fun with him and why he's so easy to take care of. I know that you certainly will want one of these little racing turtles, and I'm going to tell you later on just how to get one. Boy, isn't that a dandy gift? Yes, sirree. Well, let's go back to Frank Merriwell's last adventure and see where we left him. In a bad spot, I'm afraid. You see, Frank has always been a model student at Fardale Academy, but the last we heard of him, he was playing poker with a bunch of cadets who call themselves the Black Sheep. Now, playing poker isn't a very healthy pastime for young military students, is it? But this is the way it happened, how Frank Merriwell happened to get in with this crowd. Frank caught his roommate, Bart Hodge, sneaking out of their room sometime after taps, after they were supposed to be in bed. Bart wouldn't tell Frank where he was going, so Frank insisted upon going along. They slipped down the hall to Hugh Bascom's room, and much to Frank's surprise, a lively game of poker was going on. For a long time, Frank refused to join in, but finally, much to our surprise, he did, and he was lucky. He began to win right from the first. Hugh Bascom was furious because it seems that he always managed to be the winner in previous games, and tonight he's a heavy loser. Hugh's friend, Leslie Gage, has no use for Frank either, but let's see now how the game stands. The final pot is the biggest of all, and the stiff betting has forced everybody but Hugh Bascom, Bart Hodge, and Frank Merriwell to withdraw from the game. It's Bascom's turn to meet Frank's last raise.
You're bluffing, Ken Merriwell, but you can't drive me out. I'll see you and raise you the limit. There are my chips.
And a boy here is in one.
Up she goes again, fellas. Up all the market will stand. Yep, there they go, along with the rest of my ill-spent fortune.
You're working together, you and Hodge. Trying to boost me out. I'm wise here, and I call.
Oh, Hugh. Gee, I didn't think you'd do it. When you've got the pot this time, I can...
Sure I've got it. Don't I know? I'd spite their dirty little trick, and the pot's mine.
Wait a minute, big boy. You can call if you want to, but I've got the right to raise Frank's boots, and I do. The limit again.
Hi-ho, what a lovely time. Well, my turn to boost it, and up she goes again, plunges.
Gee, what a game. What a game. Don't let him jar you, Hugh.
Shut up, Gage. When I need your advice, I'll ask for it. Don't you see they've got me trapped between them, you dummy? What can I do?
You can drop your cards, Bascom, and get better.
Oh, yeah? Maybe you're right. I'm not afraid of Merriwell, but you drew one card, Hodge. I guess you filled your hand.
Well, you can find out if you want to see it through,
but Bascom. I'm not such a sucker. So I'm laying down three monarchs, three beautiful kings. I'm out of it. Now go to it and eat each other up, you sharks.
Gee, I'd never have done it.
Okay, Bascom. Now, merry old top. I'm going to take your shirt off. I'll raise it once more, the limit. Here go my last chips. You can't do anything more than call me. Rule of this game, house rule, don't forget.
Bascom's right, I guess. You're filled in your hand. Must be holding a straight flush or a full house, anyhow. So, well, I'll drop my hand, too. You win, Bart.
Oh, boy, I had to do it, just had to raise the mortgage on the old homestead, man. Oh, boy, it was everything or nothing. Bascom showed his cards. Now, I don't mind showing mine. There they are. Two pairs, aces up. Bascom had me sunk if he stuck. Come to me, sugar. You put me on easy street, old fox.
Oh, boy. Lucky. I told you, Hugh, I knew it. Bascom had him beat. They boosted you out. Quit sorting out on you. What a pot.
Yeah. So you did knife me between you. Well, now we'll see what Merriwell had. Here's his hand just as he threw it down.
Don't touch those cards, Bascom.
Oh, says you. Well, I've got them. Here they are, and... Look, everybody. A pair of deuces. Nothing but a pair of dirty deuces, and Merriwell boosted on them till I dropped out. He and Hodge worked together to drive me out, the dirty crooks. That's why Hod Buckmare will hear tonight, to help him pull off his crooked trick.
You're a liar, Bascom.
And don't you call me a crook again, while you take that back, or I'll smash in your face.
I've got him by the throat.
All right, what is you fellas? You crazy? All right, I've got them. I'll stop, both of you. Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Keep him apart. They can't.
All right, now listen, you fellas take care of Bascom. You take care of him. I'll look out for Hodge. Now, steady, Bart. Use your beam. He called us crooks.
He said that we
all right, what of it? It isn't so. He's mad because he couldn't. Wait a minute. Somebody see what that means. Gage, you go to the door and keep still, the rest of you.
All right, Merrill, but don't let that fighting pair get together again.
Oh, let go. Let go of me. Thanks, Lou. But now, I'll settle with Hodge later. I'll bring in Merrill here to help him.
Well, that's all right, but you're the banker, Bascom.
Now, listen here, your brother. You're going to break this up. You're making too much noise.
You hear that? You hear that? This party's all over. Now, cash up, everybody. Pay Hodge off first, Bascom, and then we'll get out of here.
Oh, all right. Count up, Hodge, and turn your chips in. And you too, Mary.
Never mind about me.
Oh, forget your money, Mary.
I'm practically even. Haven't got enough chips to bother with. I'll chuck them in. I don't propose to take any money out of this room but my own.
Something says for everybody to scram out of this lively. Here, Bascom, if you're through with Hodge, you can pay me for these few chips.
Oh, Hodge got his all right.
Sure I have.
Thanks, Bascom. I'll make you say that out of the other side of your mouth, you dirty double-crosser.
You just wait.
How much, Gage?
Come on, Bart. We're getting off now.
Okay, by me, Mary, old soft spot. Throwing your chips into the general mess.
What an easy mark you
quit
are.
Quit growling. Come on, let's go. Here's the door. Close it behind us, will you, somebody? All right, now listen. All be still when I open it. That's right. Come on, Bart.
I'm right with you, but I'll make Bascom swallow.
Here we are in the corridor. Take it easy now.
How about your flash?
Never mind the flash. Just step light. The sentry is back to Tortoise. We can say he didn't see us if there's any trouble. We're past him now. I didn't hear anybody stirring.
Oh, there was more noise in that room at the beginning of that fight.
There'd have been a lot more noise later if you and Bascom had fought it out.
Well, I'll say there would have.
Here we are. This is our room. I'll open the door soft and easy.
Inside, Bart. In.
Now to close it. Quiet. There she is. Here we are.
Oh, boy, we were lucky.
I was lucky in that last big pop. Now I won't have to panhandle till my next allowance comes.
Boy, wasn't Bascom sore?
Plenty, and he had a reason.
Maybe. It was you who broke his streak of luck, though.
Luck?
Yeah, sure. He's been lucky bum ever before this. Always won.
You call it luck.
Oh, I told you he was lucky.
Lucky? Yes, I know you did. Well, I watched him tonight. I watched him so close he couldn't make his luck work for him the way I suspect he usually does.
Huh?
Well, he knew I was watching him, and he didn't try any tricks. That's what made him so furious.
Say, do you think he cheats?
Well, I wouldn't want to say so with no more proof than I have, but no honest player has luck at poker all the time. Anyhow, when his opponents are just as expert as he is. I didn't catch Bascom, but still, I can't help thinking that...
Well, that was your reason for getting the game, was it?
One of them. There was another. I'm going to tell you something, Bart.
Gosh, Frank, you sound awful serious.
I am. I'm going to tell you one of the very, very serious things in my life. Here, two chairs. Sit down here, old man, and I'll confess to you. Unburden my soul and reveal my shame in the dark so you can't see me.
Right. Why, gee, Mary, you sound as if you committed a crime.
I have. And now the time's come to tell you all about it. Gambling's my weakness.
Gee, gambling? Gambling is... Well, I never suspected...
I didn't mean for you ever to suspect it.
Well, it's never entered my head before tonight that you knew a single thing about it. And now you admit you have a weakness. Why, gee, Mary, you're human.
It's all too human when it comes to playing cards for money, Bart.
And you own right up to it, too. Gee.
Any fellow who can't admit a fault has a slim chance to overcome it. I know I'm weak in several ways, and that's why I'm on guard against so many things besides gambling. Don't imagine for a moment that I'm never tempted to do lots of things that I refuse to do.
Well, I never expected to hear this from you, Frank Merrill.
Well, I suppose you want me to tell you. Well, once I took $2 from my mother's purse to play poker with.
Oh, ye God, listen to that.
I meant to put it back when I won, but I didn't win soon enough.
This is some luck.
She missed the money and asked me about it. I lied to her.
Well, I'm dreaming. I know I'm dreaming now.
I realize now that she knew I lied.
Yeah, gee, that was too bad.
But she never accused me of it any more than she accused me of taking the money. My mother.
Gosh, Frank, a gambler and a thief. And a liar.
But my sense of shame was too much for me to carry. And after a day or two, I owned up.
You would.
My mother told me it was a brave thing that I'd done, confessing like that.
I suppose
my mother.
Oh, gosh.
And
I suppose you never gambled again, huh?
No. You're wrong, Bart. Inside of 6 months after my mother died, my sweet, sweet mother, I was at it again.
Oh, God. Gee, Frank, what did you do it for?
Oh, it was rotten of me. It shows you just how really weak I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank, John. I'm sorry, and I'll knock for a row of ash cans. You don't have to tell me more on that, but I know it hurts you to go out and say a thing like this, but...
Well, my mother taught me my idea of philosophy, if I have any. My ideas of right and wrong. She didn't preach to me exactly. She found ways of pointing out things by example, by the behaviors of others, good or bad. It was a far better way. And now I'm going to make a clean breast of it for you, Bart. You, my roommate, and my friend.
Well, gee, you're calling me your friend after everything... After I've been so stinking rotten to you, I can't understand.
Now, steady, Hodge, but... steady. Steady, old fellow. Maybe I understood you sometimes better than you understood yourself. It was in you and your mistakes that I saw myself as I might have been only for my mother.
But you...
Now, let me go on. I do want to. No matter how I got to gambling again, I did. But I hated myself for it. It doesn't do a fellow a bit of good to regret his mistakes and... Unless he stops making them.
I guess you're right. Yes, I know you are now, but...
Let me confess to all my shame. I tried to stop gambling, but I couldn't somehow. It got into my blood. Gambling.
But gambling.
I'll tell you all about that, too, Bart. I haven't seen my father for years.
Well, how was he?
He was out west somewhere, seeking his fortune.
Oh,
after mother's death, I lived with my Uncle Asher in the old home. A little over a year ago, there came a report of my father's sudden death. It was said that he'd been shot... Over a card table in a gambling den.
Oh, gosh.
And then Uncle Asher told me that gambling had been my father's weakness. Through stock gambling, he'd lost our old home, which my uncle had saved for us. Well, Bart, when I heard that, I swore off for good, I thought. But tonight I broke my oath and I played again. That's the kind of a strong boy I am, Bart. Come. Let's forget it. Let's go to bed. Listen.
Three by the chapel clock, Mary. Boy, you may have failed twice, but you won't do it a third time, Frank. I know you won't. You'll never gamble again, Frank. I know it, pal.
Well, I guess if you can believe in me like that, Bart, I guess that, well, I'm sure that you're right, pal.
Well, imagine Frank being brave enough to make that confession to Bart Hodge, the boy who had always disliked him so much. But I don't think he disliked him anymore. Do you? No, sir, I think the air is all cleared between these two, and from now on they'll really be pals. Pals, say, it's time to tell you about your new pal, that tiny racing turtle. A midget turtle for a pal. That's a good one, isn't it? But you'll have loads of fun with him just the same, and this is the way to get one. Listen carefully. Take the paper cartons off two large-sized tubes of Dr. West Double Quick Toothpaste and mail them with your name and address to Dr. West in care of the station to which you're listening. I'll repeat that address in just a minute. You can get Dr. West Double Quick Toothpaste at your druggist. Two large-sized tubes for only 33 cents. Say, that's a real bargain. And such wonderful toothpaste, too. It cleans your teeth in double-quick time, cleans them really white. Old-fashioned, slow-cleansing toothpaste leaves your teeth only dull white. But Dr. West cleans them as white as can be, and it doesn't scratch the enamel. Now I'll repeat the address where you send those two cartons. Mail them to Dr. West in care of the station to which you are listening. Now, the sooner you get them in the mail, the sooner you'll get the turtle. Instructions for taking care of him will come right with the turtle. But he isn't a bit fussy. The easiest pet in the world to take care of. Perfectly harmless, cute as the dickens. And, well, say, I'm telling you, you're going to have a marvelous time with that swell little racing turtle. Now, about Frank Merriwell's next adventure. It's called...
I won!
Frank is knocked out. Remember to tune in on Friday and hear all about how it happened, how Frank is knocked out. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell come to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking. So long.